It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and I still remember that time back in November 2009 when I was in the break room here.
Okay.
And I laid my eyes on that first chocolate muffin.
Oh my God, you have a date?
Have
a date.
Jose was right there next to me.
Yes.
Skinny as a whip.
Yeah.
Brooke could still make out faces and shapes without her glasses on.
I remember those days.
What a world. I don't. I don't think that's actually true. I haven't been able to do that since third grade.
You know, life was different. We were young, and I was in love with that muffin.
Yeah.
Well, the good old days is what we call it.
The love is still there, Jeffrey.
Well, I remember I told myself, you know what? I'm going to come back and eat that muffin after lunch. Mm-hmm. And when I did, it was gone.
Oh, no.
Missed my chance with that muffin.
Wait, you remember the date that you first saw the muffin, but not when you ate it?
No. I never got to eat it. Never got the chance. If there was an option for me to do a closure call with that chocolate muffin, I would do it.
So this is the regret you live with.
It
must be a hard thing to wake up every day and
be
you.
I'm sure one of the board ops ate it or something, bro. It's not a huge deal.
Never know. I'll never know. But I only bring it up because rarely do we get emails like the one we got today about a long-lost love from over a decade ago.
Oh,
this is how you relate.
These.
And that's why our listener Gabe is on with us today. Gabe, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Was it poppy seed or blueberry for you, my man?
Definitely blueberry.
Yeah.
Who are we calling, the muffin man?
I love stories of love.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had a long lost love from a long time ago. Why don't you tell us about her?
Yeah. Well, first off, I just wanted to kind of thank you guys for helping me out. I'm, you know, this is kind of like a nervous thing, but
it's okay.
Long story short, I had my first job fresh out of college, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this must have been 13 years ago.
Okay.
And there was a girl named Claire, and we worked together briefly, but...
Was she your age, too?
Yeah, she's same age. And like I said, we worked together briefly, but I had a huge crush on her, and I never did anything about it.
Huh.
Brooke can't relate because she just sleeps with everybody she has a crush on immediately.
And I'm going to tell you,
Jeff.
Mostly that ruins the crush.
Yeah.
But,
so is it just a situation where you saw her from time to time while at work, or did you actually have some sort of connection with her?
So there was one night, there was a house party that I was throwing. Somebody invited her.
Dude,
so
nice.
You're stoked. This is your moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I happen to be wildly buzzed, but...
Oh, I think we call that drunk, Gabe.
Yeah. Wildly buzzed.
And I didn't really talk to her, just a little bit, because there was a lot of people. But at the end, I thanked her for coming and asked her to hang out. And then nothing for months.
Well, you
she's like, this guy's wildly buzzed in front of me. I'm not going out with him. He probably won't even remember.
But there's a huge but. So like 3 or 4 months later, out of nowhere, literally a random call, she says, do you want to go to a Norah Jones concert with me?
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow, lucky you.
So
Norah Jones.
She finally uses your number and she's the one making the plan.
I canceled absolutely everything I had going on.
Yeah, yeah. Boy.
The only person to ever do that for Norah Jones.
Oh, I love Norah Jones.
I know, I did too.
Yeah, I mean, the concert was okay. It was a good time, but there was no kiss, just a hug.
I mean, Norah Jones is like the setup for a romantic evening.
Yeah,
right?
It's a chill concert. It's not too
lovey
crazy
a little
or,
bit.
Yeah, there's
you know.
No mosh pit.
So nothing happened there. What happened next?
So we spent another 3 months of just being friends, talking once in a while, nothing crazy. And then one night, finally hooked up.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Oh,
how was that?
Was your mind blown?
I'll say best relationship ever. But then for some reason, that only lasted 3 or 4 months. There's like a weird 3 or 4 month thing with her and I don't know what it is.
So did she move? Like, why did you guys, I mean, what happened? Did you just kind of
fall off? She kind of disappeared.
That's not good.
Like missing persons sort of deal or?
I'll put it this way. We had to break up via email because I didn't hear from her and I didn't know where she was.
Oh.
Oh. Over an email she broke up with you?
Well, yeah, we were talking and she said, you know, I told her how I felt, basically, the email, so where you've been, that kind of thing. And she said, maybe we'll meet again in the future. And that's something along the lines of, like, happy St. Patrick's Day.
What?
Yeah, it was right around that time, so it was just...
Oh, that's good.
She dumped you on St. Patrick's Day.
I mean...
Yeah, I hate that holiday now.
So it just sounds like you guys were on two different levels, right? Like you were super into her and her not.
Yeah.
But also, like, this is straight out of college. I mean, you're still really young at the time. That's like young love.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened after that?
Well, you know, I moved on. I got married.
Aw, congrats.
Well, recently divorced, actually.
Okay, recently divorced. That's fine.
How many times has Brooke congratulated someone on their marriage only to find out they were divorced shortly afterwards?
Too many. It just feels wrong to ask right after someone says I got married if they're divorced. I don't know.
We're obviously
what to...
trying to get closure with this girl. I'm like, look, baby, I'm married, but if we do another Norah Jones night, I'm back.
Okay.
Well,
so.
So now we're still thinking about her.
Yeah. How does Claire come back into the picture here?
Well, Claire comes back because I have all my friends and they're all bugging me to get back into dating. And now there's dating apps and that kind of thing. And who do you think I see on the dating app?
Norah Jones! Oh, it was Claire? Was it Claire?
I think it was Claire.
Yeah, it's Claire.
Oh, that's awesome!
I can't believe that you guys like matched on a... Wait, did you connect?
Yeah, did you match?
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know what to do, so I did nothing. Maybe she saw me, maybe she didn't. I just, like I said, I didn't do anything at all.
But it gets that image of her in your head, right? Where now it's like, oh my gosh, she's around.
And she's single.
She's single, and she's in town.
So are we reaching out to Claire?
Yeah, what are we doing here? Because this is a little bit different than a normal closure call. Normally, we get in touch with people who haven't responded to you in years or ghosted or left town. But you actually know Claire is back and she's single. And you want us to do what exactly?
Honestly, I just want to know what happened.
Yeah, what happened back in the day?
Do we want closure? I want an opener. I want you two to start talking.
Well, if that's the case, then why not just reach out to her yourself?
I mean, that's a good question. Honestly, I just don't want to screw this up. Like, she's just one of those ones who ditched me all those years ago, and I still don't know why. And it honestly, it hurts, and it kind of ticks me off a little bit, too.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of emotions,
And that might come out if you reach out to her yourself. Like,
I mean, men love a little angry boy.
Hey, Claire, quick question. Who do you think you are? Yeah. No, that's good.
Well, she might just tell me to enjoy another holiday and then call it quits. I don't know.
Suddenly Arbor Day is ruined for you, too. Yeah. Okay, well, let's do this. We're going to play a song. Because, as you know, we've already reached out to Claire for you.
Oh!
Well, you tricked us, Jeff. You acted like you didn't know what was going on.
Well, he's a host, Brooke. He's supposed to.
Letting you guys hear the story.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited.
We have reached out to Claire already.
Yay!
And we've asked her the four questions, trying to figure out what happened all those years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Seeing if we can reconnect the two of you.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and read what she said.
We always have to wait.
We're going to do it and get your closure call right after this.
Thanks, guys.